Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, it's Marty Coelho for Community Comment. Do you remember the days when we didn't talk about politics? In retrospect, that was probably very smart. Nowadays, there are fanatics on both the right and the left, and all they want is the public to be constantly fighting each other over politics. To be transparent, I'm fanatically against fanatics. Now, fanatics can raise valid points, but their entire approach tends to be very toxic and not constructive. They tend to believe in the all-or-nothing approach, and there's always an enemy, someone to hate and fear. And talking to my friends who happen to be Democrats and Republicans and Greens and Independents and a bunch of folks who don't want to define themselves, well, the vast majority of the time, we all agree on the problems facing our nation, we just don't tend to agree on the solutions. Now, if we agreed to take the most politically charged issues off the table, perhaps we could prioritize the critical problems facing everyone, and then with some patience and some practice of working together, negotiate and find a path to help make those problems, well, less of a problem. Now, fanatics are hell-bent on keeping us attacking each other. I know a fanatic when they say, there's only one way to solve this problem. Really? I know a fanatic when they say, those that disagree with this position are the enemy. Wow. I know a fanatic when they say, it's their way or the highway. Well, forget that. I seek a shared path. A diverse team solving a problem together tends to create better solutions, and it creates buy-in. Americans need to decompress and take a deep breath. We need to learn to respect each other, listen to one another, and discuss issues to actually understand each other's point of views. You'd be surprised what you can learn when you actually let someone have enough time to explain themselves. And we all have to be willing to negotiate, compromise, and have the flexibility to change our positions. Winning needs to be redefined from, it has to be our way, period, and the other side has to lose, to how can this be a shared win for everyone? Yes, most solutions are going to be far from perfect, but we need to agree that solutions need to benefit the majority and respect the voice of the minority. This becomes critical since the minority down the road can't become the majority. That's how a democracy works. If the majority of Americans cannot work together, then fanatics on both sides of the political divide will represent us. Everyone is frustrated with our political system, but blowing up the system by following fanatics is not going to fix anything, and it could lead to dire consequences for our country. I cannot think of a single example of a far right-wing or far left-wing autocrat that was the saving grace of their nation. Instead, it only led to state-controlled media, prison camps, and mass burial grounds. I'm Marty Coelho for Community Comment. I believe we owe our children and ourselves a better future. The only way that's going to be accomplished, we have to work together. And if we don't, the fanatics win.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.